This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 394.5, up 3.5. July corn, 402.5, up 3.5. September corn, 410, up 3.5. May soybeans, 967.75, up 0.5. July soybeans, 972.75, up 0.5. August soybeans, 972, up 3/4. May wheat, 530.25, up 22.5. July wheat, 533.25, up 21.25. September wheat, 542.25, up 21.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Monday afternoon, with wheat leading the grains on dry weather concerns in the Plain States. Corn and soybeans advanced as traders look to tomorrow's USDA prospective planning report. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 higher at 368 to 392. Soybean bids mostly a penny higher at 938 to 963. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 to 4 cents at 369 to 389, while soybean bids were down a penny or two at 944 to 967. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents higher at 378 to 395, soybean bids up a penny at 954 to 973, and wheat bids advanced 21 cents at 443 to 492. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were a penny higher at 971 to 985, basis steady, range from 3 to 17 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 343.20 to 353.20 per ton, up $1.80, with basis steady, range from 20 to 30 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 cents higher at 390 to 403. With basis steady, ranging from 5 under to 8 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 7 higher at 389 to 392. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 6 under to 3 under the May. Soybeans were steady to 4 cents lower at 970 to 977, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 2 to 9 over the May. New crop wheat prices on Monday up 20 to 21 at 515 to 527, with basis steady to a penny lower at 18 to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 5 higher at 406 to 407. These same elevators place their soybean bids steady to a penny higher at 994 to 995. Soft red winter wheat up 22 cents at 529 to 530, and the Milo 4 cents higher at 450 to 461. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 374 to 388. New crop soybean bids range from 896 to 914. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 388. New crop soybean bids 909 to 929. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 377 to 391. New crop soybean bids 894 to 921. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 495 up to 521. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 162.50, down 12 cents. June live cattle, 152.97, no change. August live cattle, 150.27, up 32 cents. April feeder cattle, 218.62, down 65 cents. May feeder cattle, 217.45, down 67 cents. August feeder cattle, 218.90, down 32 cents. April lean hogs, 61.30, up 17 cents. May lean hogs, 68.20, up 2 cents. June lean hogs, 75.55, up 55 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 21 cents lower in the range of 50 to 57, with a weighted average carcass price of $55.09. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 33 to 37, 4 to 5 weights 36 to 39, and 5 to 6 weights 38 to 41, 6 weights and up 40 to 43. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging from $32 to $38. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 17,550 head. And now for the Greenville Livestock Special Holidays Sheep and Goat Auction. They had receipts of 700 head. And starting with the choice slaughter lambs, wooled, 50 weights were bringing $220 to $242.50. And 60 weights were bringing $207.50 to $250. Slaughter ewes, goods, twos and threes, 130 weights bringing $60 to $115, and 150 weights bringing $57 to $80. On to slaughter kids, 30 weights bringing $277.50 to $315, 60 weights bringing $267 to $298, and 80 weights were bringing $187.50 to $250. Nannies and does, average weight 62, bringing $122.50 to $147.50, and 106 average weights bringing $102.50 to $182.50. Feeder kids, 28-pound average, bringing $275 to $302.50. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 164 to 166, and no reportable trade on heifers. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail processing cuts were established with 290 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $65.39, and that was 4 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $251.70, that was 90 cents higher, and select carcasses at $247.62, that was 91 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000, that compared to 104,000 last week, and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 435,000, that compared to 434,000 last week and 397,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Another case of avian influenza in the U.S. has been reported. The most recent one is in Stearns County, Minnesota. This is the third case in the state. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health has begun an epidemiological investigation. There have been no cases of human illness as a result of H5N2. The risk to the public is very low, and there is no food safety concern. According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service quarterly hogs and pigs report, which was released on Friday, there were 65.9 million hogs and pigs on U.S. farms as of March 1st, which is a 7% increase from last year. Of those hogs and pigs, 60 million were market hogs, while the rest were kept for breeding. Between December and this February, 28.8 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms, a 9% increase from the same time period a year before. U.S. hog producers intend to have 2.87 million sows farrow between now and May, and 2.93 million sows farrow between June and August. For the full report, you can visit nas.usda.gov. The Illinois Pork Producers Association and the University of Illinois Extension have teamed up again to offer training opportunities for individuals wanting to become Pork Quality Assurance Plus advisors or for those needing to recertify. Training will be held April 9th at the Illinois Pork Producers Association office in Springfield. The PQA Plus advisor training sessions will begin at 9:30 a.m. and conclude by 2:30 p.m. Cost is $20 per person and includes lunch and all training materials. Registration fee can be paid the day of the training. The training session will be limited to the first 25 people. PQA Plus is the pork industry's program to assure the world that U.S. producers are delivering a safe and wholesome product and that they are caring for their animals in a socially responsible manner. To attain PQA Plus certification, a pork producer must meet with a trained advisor once every 3 years to review the 10 good production practices that promote pork safety and animal well-being practices. To achieve site status, a pork operation must have an on-farm assessment of its animal handling practices by a trained assessor. To be eligible as a PQA Plus advisor, people must meet the following qualifications. First, you must be a veterinarian, extension specialist, or ag educator, defined for this program as a person who spends full-time in adult education or at least half-time in production training, and have a DVM or Bachelor's of Science in Animal Science or an equivalent combination of education and swine production experience as determined by the PQA Plus trainer reviewing the application, and have 2 years of recent documentable swine production experience. So far in Illinois, there have been 3,683 individuals who have received certification and 673 farms that have achieved site status. Pork producers who have yet to become certified or site assessed can obtain information about the PQA Plus program by contacting the Illinois Pork Producers Office at 217-529-3100 or by visiting ilpork.com. This past weekend, Hamilton's hay auction took place. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
We had a lot of hay, extremely heavy offerings, and a good buyer attendance. Ended up with 1,086 small squares of alfalfa from $2.20 to a top of $4 a bale. We had 570 bales of orchard grass from $3.50 to $4. 1,140 bales of mixed grass from $1.50 to $3. We had 860 small squares of straw from $3 to $3.40 per bale. In the round bales, we had 17 bales of alfalfa from $31 to $34. Had 115 round bales of grass at $13 to $35 a bale. 14 bales of real nice orchard grass at $34. And then in the 3x3s, we had all straight alfalfa. There was 155 of them, and it was from $35 to a top of $65 per bale.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're having some great auctions as we approach the end of your auction season.
Yeah, the hay just keeps showing up, and we're getting it traded, so that's the main thing.
All right, Mike. Well, if anyone wants to get a hold of you to ask any questions, how can they do so?
They can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.